Today, we'd like to study the title of laborers in Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 38. To online world members, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 16 and 17, no one puts a piece of unshrinked cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. What does Jesus teach us today? Question 2. In verse 35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How can we apply it to our life? Last question 3, in verse 38. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. What are the laborers? In order to understand chapter 9, we want to see a little background. Old Covenant is a synonym for Old Testament, which is a covenant of works. New Covenant is a synonym for New Testament, which is a covenant of grace. Old Covenant or Old Testament or covenant works, restoration of relationship with the Lord dependent upon full obedience, such as Hosea chapter 6, verse 7, but they like men have transgressed the covenant, they dealt treacherously against me. So the work requirements in full, not partial. If you did not fully obey certain rule, partially considered as guilty of whole violation of the Lord. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded by what law of works? Nay, no, but by the law of faith. So New Testament require law of faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse 19. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. So New Covenant, New Testament, which is covenant of grace, which is the restoration of relationship with the Lord, is dependent upon faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So today Jesus is teaching us in the New Covenant or New Testament time compared to Old Covenant, Old Testament requires the full obedience of the Lord. Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, John the Baptist considered as the last one in the Old Testament time. Assuredly, Jesus say to you, among those born of women, there is not risen one greater than John the Baptist. But he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. So Old Testament, the believer, much lower than New Testament, the believer, which is the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 9, verses 10 to 11 and 13, previously happened. Now it happened, as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with Jesus and Jesus' disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher, or Jesus Christ, eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Verse 13, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." So in the Mosaic law, such as Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Genesis, uncleanness rule. So to effectuate it, the Mosaic law, uncleanness law, Pharisees developed a certain rule right here. We should not eat with sinners or tax collectors. Tax collectors considered as betrayers over Israel, ruled by Roman government. Tax collector given tax to Roman government. So that's considered uncleanness rule. Uncleanness rule in the Mosaic law in the Bible has developed applicable man-made rules, traditions, habits, and so on. So here we should see truth versus format, also an end versus means. Washing hands before eating. So that the Pharisees criticized Jesus' disciples because Jesus' disciples eat food without, you know, washing hands, you know, kind of thing. Washing hands before eating, considered as uncleanness based upon human-made rules. Although the Bible itself doesn't say so. Also, healing on Sabbath. So the Sabbath is a full rest. So Jesus healed ill people. You know, they kind of considered as a violation of Sabbath law to full rest. Also, example, new church carpet. So, but a lot of hippies came to worship. That kind of is the church purpose to worship and the prayer. So at that time, senior pastor took out, you know, all new carpet in order to accept the hippie people to worship, to study the Bible. And kind of thing, really truth, you know, versus, you know, format. Also the a means is existent for an end or a goal. John chapter 4, verse 23, "But the hour is coming," that is a New Testament time coming, "and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him." So Jesus talked with Samaritan woman. Samaritan woman said, "We worship it in Jacob's well area in Samaria area, but Jewish people worshiped in Jerusalem in the temple of God." But Jesus answered, new time or New Testament time is coming. True worshipers will worship the Father. The goal, the end, God the Father. Focus on God the Father. To God. In spirit, in the Holy Spirit and truth, which is the word of God. Also, John chapter 8, verse 31, 32, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Jesus, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free from traditions, habits, from man-made rules.'" 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, disciple, inspired by the Holy Spirit, casting down arguments, contentment, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, against the scriptures, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So today is chapter 9, verses 14 to 17, the fasting question, 18 to 26, about a dead girl, alive, and a healed woman, 27 to 31, two blind men healed, 32 to 34, a mute man healed, 35 to 38, Jesus' compassion. So 14 to 17, about fasting question. Then the disciples of John, here John the Baptist. John the Baptist, in the last one of Old Testament time, came to Jesus saying, why did we and the Pharisees fast often? Often said a time per day or per week, but your disciples do not fast. The fasting purpose is the humble status, cutting off food, and the focus on God rather than on body or anything else. And Jesus said to them, Jesus answered the John the Baptist disciples, can the friends of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? So bridegroom is with the friends of bridegroom. That's a joyful time, not mourning time. But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, then they will fast. Here, so fasting is at proper time, not in such a setting time, proper time, not at customary time in Old Testament, now in New Testament time. Then verse 16, no one puts a piece of unshrink cloth, which meaning not washed yet, new cloth, patchy, on an old garment. So new cloth patchy thereon, for the patch, new cloth patchy, pulls away from the garment if you wash the cloth with water. So new cloth patchy would be shrinker by washing. And the tear is made worse. Then verse 17, nor do they put new wine into old wineskin. New wine's fermentation forms a gas out. So the old wineskin is not pliable or is not flexible. So the older wineskins break. Otherwise the wineskin or older wineskins is broken by the fermentation gas out of new wine. The wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskin. New wineskin is pliable or flexible to the forming gas out of the new wine. Therefore, both are preserved. So here, New Testament time, New Covenant time, is indwelling Holy Spirit. So we have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, because New Testament time, New Covenant is the grace based upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That times the Holy Spirit is indwelling us. So the Spirit works with truth. John chapter 4, verse 23. So the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth together. So for example, Church of England developed a certain rule in the older wineskin. So today, Church of England ordained homosexual pastors. That is really contrary to the scriptures. So that example. Also, today most Muslim country, it's hard to outreach people because of their own security law against Christianity, evangelism. That time is a new wineskin, such as we can use SNS, also internet. So through internet, SNS, we can outreach the underground Muslims people. So that is a new wineskin example. Then verse 18, while Jesus spoke these things to them, behold, now 18 to 26, a dead girl alive and a healed woman. And Jesus spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him, saying, a ruler is a Jairus of a synagogue. Mark chapter 5, verse 22, Luke chapter 8, 41, talked about the ruler, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. So their name's Jairus. Worshiped him. Here, worshiped him is a sign of his obedient heart, despite his duty to keep Mosaic law and traditions in the Old Testament time, because he's a ruler of a synagogue. Synagogue, Old Testament believers of God meet together to study the Bible, the taught by a rabbi. So his main duty, ruler of a synagogue, main duty to keep Mosaic law and traditions to make, effectuate the Mosaic law, such as Lord's washing hands before eating food, you know, like that. So, but come and lay, my daughter has just died, and come and lay your hand on her and she will alive. Here shows he's a strong face of Jairus, strong face of Jairus, because a dead one to be alive by Jesus. So at least he has a strong face in Jesus Christ to heal his daughter. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. His disciples also followed Jesus. Then, verse 20, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, probably menstrual disorder. Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25, uncleanness rule here. If a woman had a discharge of blood for many days, other than at the time of her customary impurity, or monthly menstrual time, or if it runs beyond her usual time of impurity, all the days of her unclean discharge shall be as the days over her customary impurity. She shall be unclean, which means she is considered as unclean for 12 years. So then came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. So upon her face, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. So upon her face, here, sort of active face. So often our face is passive, which means because the Lord controls the time of our prayer answer, so how to answer. So we prayed in a certain thing to heal, such as Brother Christian's healing. So the Lord decided to when to heal Brother Christian, or how to heal Brother Christian through physicians or medicine, usually passive type of faith. But here is active, which meaning when Jesus comes here, I touch on the hem of his garment. that kind of a sort of active faith. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was made well from that hour. Although all crowds touching, pushing, shoving by her are considered as unclean, because whoever touches her without knowing, so considered unclean according to Mosaic law, such as Leviticus chapter 15, verse 25. But here, as made you well in New Testament time, made well from that hour. So miraculous healing shows Jesus as the Messiah, as a prophet prophesied in the Old Testament. So Jesus shows miraculous healing that shows Jesus is the Messiah or the Son of God as the prophet prophesied in the Old Testament like that. Then verse 23, when Jesus came into the ruler's house, Jairus' house, and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing and weeping to express sorrow for her death. Jesus said to them, make space, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping, and they ridiculed him. So opposition occurred between Jesus and flute players and noisy crowd. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose from the dead. And the report of this went out into all that land. Jesus became popular. Verse 27 to 31, two blind men healed. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, "Son of David, have mercy on us." Son of David is the messianic title. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7, over the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So Son of David is a Messiah, is coming as a descendant of David. Then 28, and when he had come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus said to them, Jesus asked question to the blind man, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" Jesus question of their faith. They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, let it be to you." And their eyes were opened. They are healed according to their faith, showing healing occurring by faith. Then warned them, and Jesus sternly, sharply warned them, saying, "See that no one knows it." Why? Because Jesus doesn't want to violate the God's time to be crucified for everybody by Roman soldiers. Probably Roman soldiers earlier knew Jesus, Messiah considered a rebel against the Roman government, because at that time Israel people, Messiah would throw away ruling government, Roman government, then declaring independent country as Israel from the Roman government. So then the Roman soldier might crucify Jesus as a betrayer earlier than God's time. Verse 32 to 34, a mute man healed. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon-possessed. Here, muteness caused by demon. And when the demon was cast out and mute spoke or healed, and the multitudes marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. So it shows again Jesus as the Son of God and the Messiah. Then 34, but the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the ruler of demons. So the other gospel show details. Oppositions are growing. So too close to crucifixion, death penalty. Verse 35 to 38, Jesus' compassion. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, wherever available. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Out of reach people in proper time or improper time, which you think, regardless of its time, so be ready. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. So here Jesus, wherever available, first teaching in their synagogue. Synagogues are groups of believers, so such as in New Testament time in church, a group of Christians is teaching, preaching the gospel of the kingdom to the world, unbelievers. Now it's over 5 billion are unbelievers, over 7 billion population on the earth. Then healing every sickness, every disease. Jesus healed sick people, healed people by himself. So to us, we are praying in Jesus' name to heal ill people, physically or spiritual ill people. So anyone, so everywhere, anytime, we may do so. Verse 36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Why? For them. Because they were weary and scattered like a sheep having no shepherd. Sheep without shepherd, who is the Lord. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. Then Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5 and 6. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and on every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered over the whole face of the earth, and no one was seeking or searching for them. Verse 37, then Jesus said to his disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful. So over 7 billion global population, over 5 billion are non-Christians. Among even over 2 billion Christians, many are confused, or many are carnal, baby, or mature Christians. So, unfortunately, they make them loyalty to a denomination, a local church, something else, rather than to the Lord. So all Christians, the loyalty to the Lord, who is a shepherd. Competition among churches rather than union with the Lord, which is cooperation required. Verse 38, therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. So pray, here commands to pray. The Lord of the harvest, the multitudes, the sheep without shepherd, multitudes of master is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Lord of the harvest, not anything else. Laborer means those who show them the way to the Lord, or those who bring them to the Lord, those who love the Lord rather than anything else, those who are witnesses to the Lord, those who deny themselves and take His cross and follow Him. So let's see each question. Question 1, in verses 16 and 17, no one puts a piece of unshrink clothes, an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment and the tear is made worse. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskin, or else the wineskin break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. What does Jesus teach us today? So today is New Covenant time, New Testament time. So our truth should work into New Covenant by the workers of the Holy Spirit. So question 2, in verse 35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. How can we apply it to our life? Wherever available, anytime, we can teach it, the word of God, to my family, whoever, and preaches to unbelievers, and healing, which is praying in let Jesus heal ill, physical ill or spiritual ill people in that way. Question 3, in verse 38, therefore pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into His harvest. What are the laborers? The laborers are those who show them, the multitude, the way to the Lord, those who bring them to the Lord, those who love the Lord rather than anything else, those who are witnesses to the Lord, those who deny themselves and take His cross and follow Him. Now let's sing song all together, page 8, number 3.